News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis. This is our daily COVID-19 update. Updates that we provide every morning, including Saturday and Sundays at 7 a.m. And then we have another update for our residents and listeners at 5 p.m. as well. Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Essentia Via Christi, is joining us this morning. Bob, good morning. Thanks again for being a part of this report system that we've got set up.
Good morning, Dave.
I think it's doing a good job of keeping a lot of folks in the community informed, and that is our main goal. I know yesterday we had Julie Gibbs on, and we talked briefly about some numbers, which I just kind of want to bring our listeners up to date. Riley County remains at 2 positive cases, Pottawatomie at 1. But as of yesterday, about 11 o'clock, 202 total positive cases across Kansas, most of them in the eastern half of the state. So community spread is starting to reach out a little bit further west of the Kansas City area, and we're going to continue to monitor that. So yesterday, Bob, Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Director, put in place a stay-at-home order, and there's a lot of people that I think are questioning what is entailed in a stay-at-home order, and I thought maybe I'd just ask if you could kind of give us some of those basic details about what is involved.
Sure, Dave. Well, one, this is actually something that the hospital, Essentia Via Christi, were very supportive of, and maybe I should explain the why, because that might help people. So we know that we have community spread in our region. You don't actually know exactly how many people, because a lot of folks are early in their disease progression, so they're not even showing symptoms. By taking a 14-day stay at home, and what this means is people need to stay home unless you work in an essential industry or you're going out to get food, medication, or to seek health care. So what you do then is within that 14-day period, anybody who is currently positive with coronavirus that doesn't know it, well, they should know it over the next 14 days because they're going to get sick. And so what you've done then is you've kind of just stopped the rest or further community spread, because those who have the virus are going to be home. If they're going to start to show symptoms and get sick, you know, they can then, you know, we can talk about this a little bit, but, you know, take the steps we've been talking about. You call the hotline, et cetera. But you've started to really isolate anybody who is already carrying COVID-19. And so that's kind of the why. And the how, quite honestly, is just people need to stay home and kind of give this a few days. You know, Dave, you or I right now could be positive. We just don't know it. But over the 14-day period, well, we would know that. So that's really kind of one of the big drivers for doing this. It's a way to really just slow down and or even stop community spread.
And that's kind of a continuation of the concept of social distancing. But, you know, there are people that are just very entrenched in a lot of different work environments, like, well, you, anybody at the hospital, lots of people around. You got patients there, too. You got to be extremely cautious. How does someone like a Bob Koppel handle social distancing?
Well, so at work, almost 2 weeks ago, we went to all virtual meetings. So, for example, in the morning, we have a daily safety huddle. So all of our leaders together, we talk about safety issues, talk about what's going on that day and concerns. And so we move that to everybody stays in their department or in their office, and we all call in. When we do need to meet, because there's been a ton of coordination and planning meetings, as you might imagine, either with physicians or with leaders or staff in our hospital, we actually are always in rooms that are big enough that everybody can spread out. Like when people come into my office, it's kind of like one person in every corner. But at least we're able to get some face-to-face contact, and then we're keeping that distance. And we are constantly cleaning. You know, quite honestly, a lot of people don't even sit down now when they come to my office, or I go to theirs. I stand in the doorway. I just don't touch things. And so that's been a big part for us, even in our hallways. If you're having a conversation, everybody is basically one side of the hallway to the other so that we can try to keep distances. And, you know, you just got to try to think about that. When, you know, we had to go to the store yesterday, and so was very careful about not ever getting close to anybody, wiping down the cart before we used it. You know, all of those things you can do to just protect yourself.
I think one of the things, and I was talking with a neighbor, I guess it was just yesterday, about some of the financial aspects, because, you know, you in the healthcare industry, you've got your thumb on a lot of different things. Obviously, number one is the health of the people in your community. But you also have, you know, there's got to be some strain on finances if you're having to handle, you know, more people coming in, the cost of all the personal protection equipment and everything else that is a part of, you know, the things that we're dealing with this pandemic.
Well, you know, it's, I quite honestly don't even want to look at our financials for the next several months.
Nobody else does either, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously loss of revenue because we've put on pause so many services, and then we have made some decisions as an organization that a lot of finance people would probably say, why are you doing that? So, for example, we are actually doing a pay continuation program for our staff. All across Ascension, across the entire country, people are still going to get their paychecks, even if they're not at work at the hospital. And the reason for that is we know we will need people in the next few months. And so we've got to keep people employed and keep them coming back in. And it's also our way our organization can help support each local economy where we are. We're doing, we'll be rolling out next week to our staff some subsidies for childcare because a lot of childcare places are closing. So we've got to support our staff because that is the most important ingredient as we go forward when you've got to care for large numbers of patients. We've got to have staff in place and they've got to be able to come to work. And so that's, you know, it's interesting. We go back to the stay at home order. One of the drivers for that is that we've got to keep our staff healthy. And so, one, we want them staying home when they're not at work, and also we don't want a lot of intermingling with the community where they might get exposed to other people and then they become sick.
Well, there are certainly a lot of things that, you know, if you are, you know, you utilize the phrase thinking outside the box, this is a really big box that we're thinking outside of because this is something that, you know, and I don't even know, best laid plans have never been made for something like this for most entities and a lot of people. And we're well aware of the economic aspect, and that's a concern for basically just about anybody and everybody as well. Let's reinforce, though, Bob, a very important phone number, and that is the call screening number if someone feels that they are symptomatic of coronavirus and they need to have, if they feel that that individual feels that they may have the virus, they need to have to go through the call screening process first.
Sure. And that, you know, that number is 785-323-6400, and you're going to get to talk to a local healthcare professional. This would be either a nurse or a physician from our community, and they're just going to be able to help say, okay, what's going on? What sort of symptoms are you having? And then depending upon the severity of that, they would then be able to say, okay, you know what? It's time that you need to go ahead and contact your primary care office, or perhaps you need to go to an urgent care center, or perhaps you're really having difficulty breathing. We're seeing this, we're seeing that. Let's have you actually go to the emergency department. Here's the number to call to let them know that you're coming. And that way, you know, it's really kind of a very nice screening tool that's available to the community. Doesn't cost you anything. It's been supported by a number of our practices in town, by the hospital, and by the Bradley County Health Department. And we really do encourage people to take advantage of that.
Okay. Well, Bob, we've covered a lot of topics here this morning. We certainly appreciate the efforts that you and your staff are making, and we certainly appreciate these daily reports that you and Julie gives. And we had a delightful time talking with Dr. Flourish yesterday. Oh, yeah. He said he was really, really nervous coming into it, but I thought he did a really good job. I told him, hey, you're just talking to me, and he seemed to breeze right through it. But he had some terrific content from a physician's perspective that I think our listeners and residents really were able to find beneficial. So we also want to reemphasize that there's some great resources on the Riley County website, RileyCountyKS.gov. You've got information on the stay-at-home order on there. You've got information on if you feel like or what the symptoms are for the coronavirus and what steps to take next. You know, Julie and I have talked at length about the WIC program as well, and a number of different things, you know, from a societal perspective as well as a personal and a community health perspective. A lot of those details are on the RileyCountyKS.gov website. So Bob, I suppose I'll visit with you again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'll be here.
Certainly appreciate it. Have a good day and keep well.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much. That's Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, joining us 5 o'clock this afternoon. I'll be visiting with Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs as well. For News Radio KMAN, our Saturday morning COVID-19 update. I'm Dave Lewis.
Currently 7:13 at News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast and sports with Mason Both is up next.